I ultimately rule over these stunning valleys, elm trees with mossy brows line the alleys. Where distant peaks arise, calm and azure, akin to the strong tripods used for rapture. Who can't view river stones as viable paths? A scad of scramblers on spurs stoning laths. To slay fair faces, who bartered leaden blasts, and weapons because of their leopard casts. Who inflicted lasting wounds upon the land, those who pursued the avian crown stand. Fetched to flatten fascinating flesh but failed, who still flies above, fallen tomahawk, veiled. From my awakened gaze, I view a world, across eyes that bear a black shade furled. A confined space, restricted and stretched out, then I cast a velvety gaze over a dumb doubt. In a shadowed visage, this is how I mumble, these walls, built by oppression, must crumble. I must quit as I gaze upon my unique form, through opened eyes, no longer blind corn. And behold, my unique hands create, the space exists within my mind spate. Nonviolent activists avoid causing friction, path for discovery, not building any tension. Yield your tension a flight and let it depart, God will never strain you over skills to impart. Stress is only a reaction, probe not to worry, oddness from bodies and beliefs is blurry. Not all stress stems from having a lot to do, it originates from a lack of follow-through. The potential increases with increasing strain, growth comes with a sense of life's innate pain. I'm feeling hollow, not due to any sorrow, yet, in a sense of relief, each knot fades hollow. The most crucial factor in ensuring lifespan is staying clear of tension, worry, and strain. Life is not a rising conflict or a stressful scene. Life ought not to be painful, it may be serene. It's habits that induce tension and relaxation, cutting rituals and building useful tension.